Early in her career, E.G. Kite was dubbed the Georgia Songbird. She has helped shape contemporary blues. She's touring, recording, producing, writing, co-writing, taking pictures, and tending goats. Reviewers never fail to mention E.G.'s southernness, and she'll bring that southernness and her blues to Columbus on the 1st of June and Cincinnati on June 2nd at Memorial Hall for an 8 o'clock show. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, and on the phone, E.G. Kite. Where are you now, E.G.?
Well, right now, I'm at home in Dublin, Georgia, which is between Macon and Savannah, right in the heart of Georgia. I just returned from the Blues Music Awards in Memphis.
Well, it was a little bit tough catching up with you because of your busy touring schedule. Where have you been lately?
Well, let's see. I've been in Florida and Tennessee. I go to Indiana a pretty good bit. And, of course, I'll be going to Ohio soon.
When you come to Cincinnati on June 2nd, are you coming as a solo artist or bringing a band?
I'll be a solo artist. I'll be doing an acoustic solo show, playing a lot of my original songs and talking about where the songs came from, what influenced me to write them. And I have an opener that I'm really looking forward to hearing, Maria Corelli. I've heard great things about her, and she brings in an acoustic, more folky bluegrass type, so you'll be getting blues and bluegrass all at one time.
Yeah, Maria's become very popular in Cincinnati the last year or two. So two women and two guitars, that's a lot of pressure.
There you go. You'll just be getting, you know, the best of all the worlds, and I think, you know, anybody that comes will probably hear something they'd like.
E.G., you had to take some time off earlier this year after a really serious injury that was potentially career-ending, potentially even life-ending. What happened?
You're talking about the recent accident.
Yes, ma'am.
I was out walking. I had come home. I just came home from the road, and I live out in the country, and I was walking on a road that I've walked on for 40-something years and was attacked by three bulldogs.
Good golly. How are you?
I'm still recovering. It's been 3 months now, and I'm still having to visit a wound clinic doctor, and I've had to start physical therapy on muscle and nerve damage in my legs.
So how does that affect your playing?
Well, it really affected my playing for a while because they bit my right arm pretty bad, and some of the tendons were damaged some, and so I had to have a steroid shot and a round of steroids to try to help my right arm, which is my playing arm.
Yeah.
But it's really helped me, and I'm able to play again. So, you know, and I sit most of the time when I perform anyway, when I'm doing my acoustic act. So I've been playing quite a few shows lately.
It's pretty gutsy. I'm sure that psychologically, too, that was quite a setback, because you love animals.
Yeah, that's what made it, I think, even worse, is my love for animals. You know, I have pet goats, and I've always had dogs and cats, and I've been brought up on a farm. So that really hurt. You know, when they were doing that, I thought, I can't believe that dogs can act so ugly.
Yeah. We say that about people, too.
We say that about people, too. That's right.
Well, let's talk about those goats for a second, since you brought them up. How did you get involved with goats?
I had a great uncle that was a farmer, and he had retired. And he told me one day that he was thinking about getting some goats. He said, do you want us to go together and get some goats, and maybe we can make some extra money? I said, sure. Well, that never worked for me because I couldn't get rid of them. I get too attached. And so right now I have 14 pet goats, and they really help me through a lot of times. They're very good. They help you if you get down and out. They just lift your spirits right back up.
Oh.
They're stress relievers, big stress relievers. And believe me, they've really helped me in the last few weeks.
I bet they did. Are you able to make goat cheese or get some goat milk?
No, all I do is spend money on them. Everybody asked me, said, yeah, have you got any goat cheese? How about some goat milk? People will call here and say, you know, my child needs some goat milk. I don't do anything but spend money on them and pet them. They give me a lot of love.
Oh, gosh. They figure prominently in your career. You've posted about them in your blog and your newsletters, even on the cover of your latest record.
Yeah. I had one of the goats on the front, and several of my goats were on the back cover. They're just a big part of my life. They really are. And everywhere I go, it don't matter if I go to Germany or Italy or wherever, the first thing people will know is, how are the goats?
When you visit Cincinnati, we have some goats just across the river in Covington, and they keep the park over there nice and trim.
Oh, now somebody suggested last week when I was in Memphis, they asked me had I ever thought about renting my goats out to clean up people's yards and fields or whatever. And I said, yeah, I've thought about it, you know. But I said, it's the only animal I know that you could they could clean your yard and fertilize it at the same time.
Oh, we're talking to the Georgia Songbird blues artist, E.G. Kite. E.G., you and I have a mutual friend in this area, and that's Oxford, Ohio's Belle of the Blues, Lisa Bialas.
Oh, Lisa's a great friend of mine.
How did you and Lisa get involved? You've been working together a long time.
Well, she heard me perform on the Blues Cruise a few years back, and she has, you know, house concerts, you mm-hmm. know, at the Big Song Music House. She contacted me, wanting me to come play at her, have a house concert at her place. So I went, eventually I went, and that's when I actually met her then. But it was like meeting someone that you've known all your life, like you just met an old friend. So she was just kind of down and out about her music, and we talked about it, and she came to Georgia, and I co-produced a couple of albums on her.
You've co-written with Lisa, I believe?
Yeah, she's recorded several of my songs, yeah.
She said if we ever met you, we should ask you to say sugar.
Yeah, sugar. She recorded one of my songs named Sugar. That's how we say it here in Georgia. It's our term of endearment, sugar.
It's absolutely lovely. E.G., what is it like out on the road these days? Is it kind?
Well, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard, and it's especially hard for me right now, you know, going through what I've been going through.
And by yourself, without the support of a band.
Now I do have a trio that's wonderful that I put together, and I've had a band for years. It's just harder right now on me because of my condition, mm-hmm. but it's just a little different than it used to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you get there and the people connect with you, you forget about all the hard parts of it.
What are some of the challenges of touring without a major label support?
I think the challenge of any, even if you were with a major label or anybody at this time, is getting people to come out. There's so many distractions than there used to be. You know, people want to stay home. They want to play video games. They want to watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's just so much. The internet and all has changed so much. It's just kind of hard to get people to come out like they used to. But once they do, you know, we have a wonderful time. And to me, there's nothing like going to hear a live performer. I've always liked to see what somebody had on and how they talked and the stories they told. You don't get that by, you know, looking on the internet or buying a CD. There's just nothing like live music to me.
What parts of the country seem to be most supportive of the blues? I mean, obviously Chicago, Memphis. Where else are some hotbeds of blues fans?
Well, there is a lot of blues fans in Florida, and I've noticed that I get a lot of airplay in California. It's pretty spread out now.
Mm-hmm. And you go all over.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I'd say the majority of the U.S. in several countries.
Talking with E.G. Kite, blues artist who writes in her blog that she's always had a strong faith from her granddaddy, who was a minister, and her grandmother, who was a gentle soul and taught her how to play guitar, and her mother, who's one of the most wonderful and godly people she knows. And then, E.G., you wrote that whenever you're faced with a challenge, you talk to God, and that you couldn't have come this far without what?
God, goats, and guitars.
God, goats, and guitars.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it'll soon be 7 years, the end of this month, I had encephalitis and meningitis, and I thought for a while I wasn't going to be able to play again.
Wow.
But that was when I came up with those three G's that helped me, and it still helps me, God, goats, and guitars. I'm going to have to write a book about that.
Or at least a song.
Or at least a song. And, you know, and then since this dog attack, I've thought about it again. I'm like a cat with nine lives.
When's the last time you performed in Cincinnati?
Let's see. I was there. I usually go to Cincinnati at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing in the downtown listening room maybe at least once a year. It was in the fall, I believe, last year. And that's where the idea for me going to Memorial Hall came from. Scott Skierbeck always hires me to play the downtown listening room. He thought it would be a great move for me to go there where I could maybe get a few more people in there.
Have you been inside Memorial Hall since the renovation?
No, I haven't.
Well, girl, you are in for a treat. It's beautiful and it sounds great. It's an intimate place, but big enough to have a good old party.
Well, that sounds great to me. I heard it was really pretty, and I'm really excited about coming to play there. I heard the acoustics were wonderful.
Are you playing some new material or mostly tried and true classics?
Both. I'm writing fairly, you know, constantly, and mm-hmm. I've been writing with Pat Alger in Nashville, who wrote The Thunder Rolls and Unanswered Prayers and all for Garth Brooks. I've been working with him. So I'll probably have some new songs to throw in there along with the tried and true ones.
Any chance we'll hear a celebrity impression, like maybe Dolly Parton?
Well, you might hear some Dolly Parton, and I might even play some Johnny Cash. You know, you just never know what's going to hit me. But I can tell you one thing, whatever it is, we'll be having a large time.
I do believe that you will. E.G., thank you for visiting. She's coming to Columbus, Ohio on June 1st for a show at the Hey Hey Bar and Grill, and then to Cincinnati for a concert at Memorial Hall on June 2nd with special guest Maria Corelli. E.G., thank you for visiting.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Back at you. Safe travels, and we'll see you on the 2nd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. For a link with more information about E.G. Kite and her music and the show at Memorial Hall, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.